A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah.
You enticed me, O Lord, and I was enticed. You overpowered me, and you prevailed. I have become a laughingstock. Everyone jeers at me, for every time I speak, I must cry out, must shout lawlessness and outrage. For the word of the Lord causes me constant disgrace and contempt. I thought, I will not mention the Lord. No more will I speak in the Lord's name. But your word, Lord, is like a raging fire in my heart. Shut up in my bones, I cannot hold it in. I am helpless.
The word of the Lord.
A reading from Romans. I urge you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I tell everyone among you not to think of yourself more highly than one ought to think, but to think soberly, each according to the measure of faith that God has apportioned. For as in one body we have many parts, and all the parts do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are parts of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise them in prophecy, in proportion to the faith, if ministry, in ministering, if one is a teacher, in teaching, if one exhorts, in exhortation, if one contributes, in generosity, if one is over others, with diligence, and if one does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Let your love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Do not grow slack in zeal, but be fervent in the Spirit. And serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, endure in affliction, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the holy ones, exercise hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but be concerned what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, on your part, live at peace. Beloved, do not look for revenge. But leave room for the wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Rather, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If thirsty, give them something to drink, for by doing so, you will heap burning coals upon their heads. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. The word of the Lord.
A proclamation from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If you wish to come after me, you must deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. For if you wish to save your life, you must lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you will find it. What profit would there be for you to gain the whole world and forfeit your life? Or what can you give in exchange for your life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to their conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. My brothers and sisters, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise.